mistake, 5 out of 150, who attended the Millennium Summit, met with the women heads of UN agencies for the first time at the UN Millennium Women's Summit. The women leaders clearly called for the United Nations to fulfill the 50-50 quota of men and women among its staff by the year 2000 and as soon as possible thereafter. They requested governments to support this effort by appointing female permanent representatives to the UN missions and female heads of delegations dealing with major economic, social and security issues. They asked the UN to strengthen the participation of women in peacekeeping operations, including the appointment of women special representatives of the Secretary-General. The Group on Equal Rights for Women in the UN has been fighting for these principles for 30 years. And we feel that the pace of change has been far too slow over the past 5 years. That quote was from Marcia Brewster in March 2001. The progress made on giving women a greater leadership role has been slow. One of my main hopes is that we will have less wars and conflicts with all women leaders. Because unlike the macho men who argue, fuss, fight and spend resources and arms and toys for the boys, they will focus on feelings, consensus, non-violence and spending more resources on the environment, poverty reduction and the necessities to raise children. To quote Angela King, evidence suggests that if it were not for women's participation at decision-making levels, issues such as childcare, violence against women, social protection, food security, and unpaid labour would not have received the attention they have from policymakers. End quote. This slow progress has meant that in Africa, such positive influences are missing. Power men have argued, fussed and fought, resulting in 4 million dead in the last 6 years, mostly civilians, women and children. Security Council Resolution 1325, Women and Peace and Security, was passed in October 2000. Now almost 3 years later, with over 3 million dead, many of its provisions have not yet been implemented in Africa. Yet another example of the solutions being known, some of the mechanisms being in place, but the powers that be, especially those with interests in or links to the industrial military complex, failing to exercise the power, will or action needed for their effective implementation, resulting